Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. The holidays are a perfect way to break the bank, but an article in Consumer Reports tells us five ways to spend less on Thanksgiving. Number one, get those deals early. Grocery stores know people are shopping this weekend and next week for Thanksgiving supplies, so the sales are actually happening earlier. Number two, have a strategic plan to buy your turkey. Check out turkey prices while supplies are plentiful. It's when they aren't that those prices could get crazy. Also, don't be fooled by the free bird trick some grocers offer. You could end up spending more than you planned. Number three, avoid buying non-Thanksgiving food. Since grocers are discounting Thanksgiving food, some are also hiking up the price of other foods. Number four, use that freezer inventory. Eating what's stashed in your freezer or pantry clears up some space for your festive foods, but also helps you take inventory of what you already have, so you don't have to buy them. Finally, number five, don't forget about those coupons. Check that stack that comes in your mailbox because there could be lots of savings coming your way. Also, pair your loyalty programs with those coupons or deals you find on a discount app and you could be paying next to nothing. So if you spend a little less now, maybe you can get yourself something nice for Christmas. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, this first story sounds like having your own bartender at home.
Hey there, Kristen. Cocktails with the touch of a button, Keurig and Anheuser-Busch are bringing this vision to life. The two companies forming a joint venture called DrinkWorks. Similar to the Keurig coffee maker, the DrinkWorks home bar costs $299 and uses pods to make cocktails, beers, and mixers. There are currently 24 drinks available, including mojitos, Long Island iced teas, and Moscow mules. Each pod costs $3.99. Android will now automatically turn on your lights when you turn off your alarm. Updates to the Google Assistant allow users to customize when the bedroom lights turn on, read out the weather, and even start brewing your cup of coffee. And forget cold hard cash. Teenagers want cryptocurrency for Christmas. A new study found that teenagers would rather have cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Fortnite V-Bucks instead of cash, gift cards, or even gas money.
So are teens asking for anything else this holiday season?
Well, the number one item on teenagers' wish list this holiday season is the iPhone, but the Apple Watch, MacBooks, and AirPods are also in high demand.
Good to know. Thanks, Jerry. Some more headlines for you now. In what could be one of the dirtiest cheap shots ever taken in college basketball, Kawan Platt was ejected from the game after giving Nate Tenaglia an elbow to the face. You can even see Platt check over his shoulder to see if the ref is looking before issuing the blow. Platt was suspended from the team indefinitely and banned from the Fitchburg State campus. And the irony, Platt was a criminal justice major. And while there is no more fixer-upper, Chip and Joanna Gaines are coming back to TV. The home renovation supercouple has teamed up with Discovery and will be launching their own network. Discovery said in a statement, the Gaineses are exceptional people, true authentic storytellers, and creative visionaries who will nourish millions of people with quality, family-friendly programming accessible on a 24/7 network and across all screens. And finally, it doesn't get much cuter than this. This panda bear is living his best life, tucked up into a ball, just rolling down the hill in the snow. I don't know about you, I could watch this all day. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. So, Rosanna, I hear some parents in Tribeca aren't too happy right now.
They're not. There's this wonderful little school in Tribeca called PS 150. And what we don't need in New York City is another high-rise luxury apartment building, but that's apparently what's going on here. So they lease this space and have been leasing this space for quite some time. Now they're finding out they have to move after the school year is over. There's no doubt about it. They have to go. The parents are very, very upset because this is an award-winning school. It's a blue ribbon school. It stacks right now in the top 15% of the state.
Wow.
That's with the test scores. It's doing so well.
Yeah.
But right now, they're going to have to move at the end of the year. They will continue protesting. But the problem is this. The landlord did let them know 3 years ago that they were not going to renew their lease. Parents are just finding out about it, so they're a little surprised. In the meantime, we'll keep our fingers crossed and maybe they can work out some kind of deal there.
Yeah, for the kids' sake, hopefully they figure this out soon. Okay, in the meantime, Rosanna, we're just weeks away from the new year, which means time for new calendars.
Oh, wait, I have the perfect stocking stuffer for you. You're going to want this
okay.
for all of your holiday needs. This is the taxi calendar of the year, and everybody is talking about it because not only is it a great stocking stuffer, but it looks like none of the models use socks to stuff in their poses. Some of them are very sexy, some of them are very funny, but the best part, not only are you doing this to support the taxi industry, but also a part of it goes to charity. So, Kristen, it's a win-win in a New York minute.
I love this. There's some pleather involved. There's some paint and some coats involved.
And men and women as well. So,
so
everybody's
good.
Happy.
Perfect stocking stuffer. Rosanna, thank you so much. All right, my friends, moving right along. 20 years after being embroiled in a scandal that almost brought down a president, Monica Lewinsky has a message for Hillary Clinton. I'm sorry. In an essay in Vanity Fair, the activist and former White House intern writes, despite publicly apologizing to Hillary in 1999, if she were to see her today, she would summon whatever force needed to apologize again. This as President Clinton told NBC News in June that he owed Lewinsky no direct apology. Beyond apologies, Lewinsky addressed the debate over whether she was a victim or a vixen and the grief she felt looking back on her time in D.C. She also explains her involvement in a new A&E docuseries, The Clinton Affair, saying after a history of being silenced, it's time women tell their own stories.
I still was in love with Bill at the time. So I felt really responsible.
Lewinsky says she hopes her story will ensure the same never happens to another person in this country again. Now, that's nothing to apologize for. Let's go to our friend Headcrack now at Dish Nation. He has the hottest celebrity news. So, Headcrack, I hear one celebrity is getting honest about her past relationships.
That's right, Kristen. If you're a fan of Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk like I am, then you already know she's very open. On a recent episode, she got candid about her past relationships. She talks about how her family reacted when she started dating a Caucasian man. Now, her mom, Adrienne, wasn't a fan of the relationship because growing up, her mom told her to learn how to get along with Caucasian people, but never bring them home. Well, growing up, my mom was just happy if I had a girlfriend at all. Should be lucky. How would you feel if you ordered an Idris Elba doll to look nothing like him? Fans found themselves doing a double take when a doll meant to look like Idris surfaced online. Now, the doll looks more like actor Romany Malco. And did I mention it cost $1,100? Now, fans weren't too happy and took to social media saying, fire whoever approved this doll. Maybe the real Idris doll cost a lot more than $1,100. And finally, Christina Aguilera shared that she tried to sing with a band at a bar and was hilariously denied. New Orleans band leader Claude Bryant and his All-Stars were playing their regular Thursday night gig, and Christina and her crew were there enjoying a night off. She was moved by their music and wanted to come on stage and sing, but she says he would not hand her the mic. Well, Christina, now you know how I feel when I try to get on stage. All right? On that note, I'm out. That's today's Dish. Until next time.
Well, I'd listen to Christina and you any day. Thanks, Headcrack. For the latest celebrity news, make sure you watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. And still ahead on Top 30, you can vote on the toy of the year. And we have some great tips for making your movie experience the best ever. Don't go anywhere. Top 30 will be right back after this promotional consideration provided by Conair.
Something's happening to curls. It's Conair's Curl Secret. Hair goes in, curl comes out. Easy, fast, fabulous. Curl Secret, only from Conair.
Welcome back. I'm dreaming of a cheap Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. That, as the National Retail Federation reports, the average consumer will spend more than $1,000 this holiday season. Luckily, if their timing is right, those consumers can now save a few bucks on their Christmas trees, which this year should average about $73 each. Ironically, trees are more expensive on days typically synonymous with deals, averaging $77 on Black Friday and $81 on Cyber Monday. So if you can wait to string those lights, the National Christmas Tree Association claims Christmas Eve is the cheapest day to buy at an average $47. But if you think a late tree will land you on Santa's naughty list, the report finds shopping for a tree the week before Christmas can still save you 22%. With the tree figured out, now all you have to do is worry about the gifts, the food, the cards, and everything else. All right, a Philadelphia area martial arts instructor has spent his life teaching others. But now the roles have changed and people are stepping up to help him. Mike Jarek from Fox 29 in Philly joins us with his story. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Kristen, his name is Brad Daddis, and he's a businessman, but on the side for years, he's been teaching martial arts, especially to children. Well, now, after all these years of training, he has CTE. He's suffering from concussions. So the community is stepping up to help him.
I wasn't surprised because I felt like most people feel the same way I did, like whatever they could do to help him, because he was the type of guy that would take his shirt off his back to help you out.
Well, there's a lot of unknowns in his particular case and with CTE in general. We've heard a lot about it, injuries in the NFL. So his friends and family are hoping that with his case, it will raise awareness about CTE in our country.
And it's such an important topic to talk about. Thanks, Mike. Hundreds are considered and only a handful will win, but they can't do it without your vote. Steve Noviello from Fox 4 Dallas joins us with the Toy of the Year finalists. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Kristen, my guest today, Jackie Retzer, Toy Trend Specialist for the Toy Association. This award is a big deal.
It's the Toy of the Year Award. It's 123 finalists in 17 categories.
Okay, so real quick, I want to just point out a couple of things, and we'll talk also about how all this works. This right here, the Rock and Roll It Spectrum.
It's up for our Creative Toy of the Year, so it's a rubber drum kit. It's color-coded with your headphones, and it comes with a color-coded booklet so kids can learn the music notes and how to drum.
And you heard that, moms and dads, right? Headphones and a drum set that you can put in a drawer. So perfect, two things.
Yes.
Scooting down here to Legos, of course, they're always on trend with what they're building.
And this is the Harry Potter Great Hall. So this is up for our Construction Toy of the Year. It's more than 850 pieces, and kids are building this intricate Great Hall set with the mini figurines so they can continue the play after they build.
So the cool thing about the Toy of the Year Awards is that they're based on votes from folks like you. So you can head to toyawards.org, cast your vote, and also be entered to win a toy package from some of the finalists voting from now until
January 6th.
January 6th. Details right now on your website, and when you come see me online, facebook.com/savemesteve.
And may the best toy win. Thanks, Steve. Tis the season for warmer bedding, which is why we have today's top 30 steal. An I Enjoy Home down alternative comforter at a special 76% discount. This is the ideal comforter for any time of the year. With a down feel and a soft texture, you're sure to enjoy snuggling up in bed. This comforter is great for people with sensitive skin and allergies because it's 100% hypoallergenic, antimicrobial, and antibacterial. They are stitched with expertise. The baffle box construction prevents the fibers from shifting, which means they stay fluffy. The I Enjoy Home Down Alternative Comforter can retail for as much as $120 to $160. But today you can buy it for just $29 to $39. That's a 76% discount. You can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Don't go anywhere. We have more things you need to know coming right up. Welcome back to Top 30. The murder was featured in the chilling documentary Mommy, Dead, and Dearest. Well, now Nicholas Godejohn is facing trial for killing Dee Dee Blanchard, the mother of his then-girlfriend. With more, we're joined by Law and Crime Network host Jesse Weber. So, Jesse, Godejohn admitted to deputies he committed this murder. So what's his team arguing exactly?
Well, they're arguing that he is an autistic individual and he couldn't form the required intent necessary for first-degree murder. In other words, they're saying that he was manipulated by Gypsy Blanchard to kill her mother. And basically, this is a story of a victim trying to manipulate another victim. Because what Gypsy is saying is that she, for years, became a victim of her mother, who is claimed to have suffered from a Munchausen syndrome by proxy, in which a caregiver makes up and fabricates all these symptoms in order to get the attention of the public. And in other words, they're saying that Gypsy Blanchard, we all thought suffered from leukemia, seizures, when in reality, she didn't suffer from any of that.
Wow.
But her mother put her in this position where she had her wheelchair bound, going to 150 different physicians. And at the end of the day, all of this was untrue. And Nicholas comes around, meets Gypsy on an online dating site. They seem to like each other. And really, Gypsy says the only way that she could live her life with Nicholas is to be free of her mother. And the option that they choose is to kill her.
So Jesse, where is Gypsy now?
So she pled guilty to second-degree murder. She's facing a 10-year prison sentence, but strangely enough, she might be up for parole in 2021. Now, here's the ironic part. When you listen and watch her in interviews in prison, her hair is fully grown out. She's ear-to-ear smile. In fact, it looks like she's more free and happy now in prison than she was when she was under the care of her mother. So this is a very bizarre case. I have to tell you, I've never seen anything like this before.
A truly unbelievable case here. Jesse, thank you so much. By the way, to stream this case live, head to lawandcrime.com. In today's hometown stories from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, with more than 300 cats and dogs waiting to find a forever home at the Pasco County Animal Shelter, one volunteer is taking a creative approach to help move along the process. Volunteer Anna Reeves is using her photography skills to showcase the animals and the unique qualities they have to offer.
There's so many benefits to this. I mean, I'm getting them into homes, hopefully. I'm getting them out of their cage. I'm giving them that one-on-one attention.
In our next story from Fox 10 Phoenix, legendary Arizona State University football star and fallen Army soldier Pat Tillman would have turned 42 years old last week. And to honor him and the thousands of veterans like him, ASU's Pat Tillman Veterans Center is celebrating Salute to Service Week.
A lot of our military and servicemen and women do not get that much credit or spotlight for the things they do for us. So I really like how this is like a really good remembrance and a good way to like represent everybody.
And in our final story from Fox 2 Detroit, when she was 25 years old, Melissa Malley was told she carried the breast cancer gene, facing a high risk of breast and ovarian cancer. But she decided to focus on living instead. For several years, Melissa escaped diagnosis. She got married, she gave birth to her son, Jonah. But right when everything was at its best for Melissa, she got the diagnosis she feared.
And I was going to look at doing a preventative double mastectomy, but unfortunately, I then had an MRI and they found a very early breast cancer.
Melissa found herself in a battle with cancer. But amid all of that, one of the shining moments was Melissa's discovery of the cold cap, a device that theoretically constricts blood vessels in the scalp and shuts out the effects of chemo. Research shows it doesn't work for every woman, but for Melissa, it did and has prevented her hair from falling out. And she's now sharing her story to help others in their treatments. All right, listen to this story. Alan Pierce loved his white Toyota Tundra. It even had its own nickname and Instagram feed, the Pandra. And when the deadliest wildfires in California history burned the town of Paradise, Pierce helped evacuate the hospital where he worked as a nurse, then jumped in the Pandra to head for safety. But as thousands fled, Pierce hit gridlock. Other cars on the road were abandoned as they caught fire. Pierce was trapped. He thought, I'm going to die in melting plastic. He put on a Peter Gabriel song to calm himself. He looked out the window and saw this. He used his phone to record a message to his family. I want you to know I really tried to make it out. Then, out of nowhere, a bulldozer cleared a path. But Pierce didn't drive to safety. He drove back to the hospital to help set up an outdoor triage unit to treat patients as the building burned. Pierce credits the truck for saving him. All of its plastic melted in the flames. That won't be a problem, though. When he Instagrammed a shot of the charred Pandra, Toyota told Pierce they'd be honored to give him a new one. What a great story. And Top 30, we'll be right back. Welcome back. This has been a remarkable year on the movie scene. But before making that commitment to go to the theater, how do we know what's hot and what's not? Here to help us out is host creator Grace Randolph from YouTube's Beyond the Trailer. Welcome to the show, Grace.
Thanks for having me.
So talk about Beyond the Trailer. What is it?
Well, Beyond the Trailer, if you spend a little bit of time with me each day, I will make you a movie expert.
Oh, nice.
I review movies, I break down trailers, I break down the box office.
Okay.
Everything that you would ever want to know.
With so many streaming services, sometimes I wonder if people are still going to the movies.
Yeah, it's tough. It's so tempting to stay at home. But the thing is that movies are always the pace bunny. Like, what's the nicest thing you can say about a TV show? It looks like a movie.
Right. You're right about that. I never thought of it like that. I know you have the secret to getting the best out of our experience at mm-hmm. the movies. I always wonder the ticket hacks, how to get the best seat and things like that.
Every Tuesday, at around 4 o'clock, you want to start checking your favorite ticketing app. And by midnight, they'll be on sale. They go on sale sometimes a little earlier for okay. like the big movies.
Uh-huh.
But if you follow someone like me on Twitter, I'll let you know.
So I understand you have some exciting things coming up.
Yes, well, it's a big time for movies. Not only is it the holiday movie season coming up, but it's awards season. So the Golden Globe nominations are come out December 6th. I'll be covering those.
And I love how you do it. We were talking off camera a little bit. You always like to reinvent yourself. So you mm-hmm. you present this stuff in a really creative way.
Oh, thank you so much. I want to make it fun.
Yeah. So, and then there's a movie coming out. It has Jude Law, Johnny Depp.
Oh, it's Fantastic Beasts.
Are you excited about that one?
Yeah, I've seen it.
How is it?
It's got a crazy twist at the end that everyone's going to be talking about.
All right, great information, Grace. Thank you so much. And don't forget to check out Grace's YouTube channel, Beyond the Trailer. And that's it for today's show. Thanks for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A new proposal could mean more expensive shipping for all those online purchases just in time for the holidays. Plus, how winter weather could be bad news for your complexion. And a locker sold by the star of Storage Wars contains a multi-million dollar surprise. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.